Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
From wherever you are connected tonight, you are welcome to this service. Either you are in-house or online, you are welcome to this virtual midweek communion service. We started this teaching about 4 weeks ago, tagged Engaging the Master Key to Supernatural Breakthrough. In the first week, our father in the house, our resident pastor, Pastor Joseph Ajayi, laid a powerful foundation, giving us insight into this subject. We were told that our level of love for God is what determines our limit of breakthroughs in the kingdom and how high we can fly. We're also told that love is what empowers us for tireless stewardship, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. We're also told that love enhances the release and flow of the anointing. It enhances the release and the flow of anointing, according to Psalms 89, verse 20 to 24. In the second week, we looked at the part two, and we said love enhances access to divine direction. Love enhances access to divine direction. That means the more you are in love with God, the more you are directed of God. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, and 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8 and 9, and verse 17 and 18. Also, we said love engenders divine inspiration. Love engenders divine inspiration, according to Job 32, verse 7 to 8, and Psalm 32, and verse 8. And on the third week, we said love enhances access to vision and revelation. It enhances access to vision and revelation. The more you love God, the clearer you see. The more you love God, the clearer you hear. According to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 8. And we also said, love empowers for delightsome obedience. You cannot love God and not be delighted at obeying Him. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Today, by the help of the Holy Ghost, we will be considering two more subjects under this series as we close this series tonight. You see, following the footprints of giants may make your footprints invisible, but will make your impact undeniable. You see, we have seen great men who have gone ahead of us, who have shown us by example that the love of God does not drown men, but the love of God takes men up. So to ignore their testimony is setting yourself up for failure. You will not fail. I say you will not fail. Every lover of God always emerges a giant in this kingdom. It has been proven. Every lover of God has always emerged a giant in this kingdom. Every true giant in this kingdom, they are all love made. Do you want to be made? Then love God. Not in pretense, but in truth. There's this prayer we used to pray when I was in primary school. You call it kindergarten here. We say, day by day, dear Lord, of these three things I pray, to see you the more clearly, to love you the more dearly, and follow you the more nearly, day by day. If you truly love God, that will be your daily prayer. Lord, help me to see you clearly every day. Help you to love you dearly every day. Help me to follow you closer every day. The question is, what is in love that commands supernatural breakthrough? What is in love that commands supernatural breakthrough? Love enhances access to divine favor. Love enhances access to divine favor. Every true lover of God enjoys the favor of God. Every true lover of God enjoys divine favor. Joseph was a man who was loved by, first of all, by father. And then who grew up to loving God. According to Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 5, he was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian bought him with money. But yet, that does not discredit Joseph in becoming the most preferable in the house of Potiphar. Why? Because it was a man who loved God, who through his love for God has found favor with God. He said, and the Lord, verse 2, was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. You see, lover of God, don't fail. Whatever you put in their hands, always multiply. You cannot fail loving God. You cannot drown loving God. You can only go up loving God. The love of God does not take a man down. The love of God always takes a man up. By verse 5, the Bible says, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Even after he went into prison, he was still enjoying the favor of God in prison. Why? Because Joseph was a lover of God. Joseph was a lover of God. We saw this writing about David, that David wrote concerning Joseph in Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22. He said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for his servants, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Verse 19, until the time his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent him and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes and to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Every man who is a lover of God cannot be relegated to the back, no matter where you are placed. The favor of God always locates the lover of God. The favor of God always locates the lover of God. What is this favor in scriptural eyes? It's God's blessing over little that turns little to more than enough. It is God's blessing over a little that turns little to more than enough. Favor in the eyes of the scripture is having overqualified and the approval of what should be relegated with a covering of grace. It's supposed to be relegated to the back, but because of the favor of God upon it, it is brought to the forefront. Every other person may be qualified, but the favor of God makes it overqualified. Many people have always confused that Esther was a beautiful girl. No, she wasn't. She wasn't something to be delighted upon. But the favor of God made them look more beautiful than all the girls in the land, that made her preferable in the eyes of the king. It is the favor of God that brings beauty out of ugliness. Favor is God's divine approval of a man that changes his outlook in the face of men. No matter his dirtiness, no matter his ugliness, people see beauty in him. Why? Because the favor of God is upon him. A true and genuine lover of God never have to beg for God's attention. Why? Because he does always the things that pleases God. He does always the things that pleases God. So God himself always look out for him. You want God to look out for you even in this lockdown? Be a lover of God. Be a lover of God. It is God's divine favor that covers a man's inability where skill is required. It is God's divine favor that covers a man's inability where skill is required. In Psalm 30 verse 7, it said, Lord, by your favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou hast made my limitation to look like my advantage. You have made my mountains to stand strong. You have made my obstacle, you have turned it into a miracle. You have turned every barrier around me, you made it into my career. May that be somebody's testimony tonight. I say, may that be your testimony tonight. I don't know if you ever hear this, the term, favor ain't fair. It's true. There's nothing fair about favor. There's nothing fair about favor. The only thing fair about favor is that God is backing you up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Serving God may get you his solicited attention, but loving God with your stewardship will always get you his unsolicited attention. Nothing flies, like God's servants always say, like favor. Nothing ever flies like favor. For example, we saw an example of David in the scripture. David was a young man who was not counted to be nothing, even by his own father. He was called some boy in the field. That's what he was called. But the favor of God, because of his love for God, turned him from being a boy to being a man. When Samuel went to Saul's house to go and announce to him that God has rejected him, he didn't say God had found him a boy. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. He said, the Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. He didn't say the Lord has sought him a boy. No, even though David was a boy at that time, but the love of God in his heart caused him to find favor in the sight of God, who turned him to a man overnight, who made him preferable over a matured man. Listen to me. It is love for God and his favor that makes boys preferable to God over men. It is not experience. Not experience. David found favor in God's side by his affection and his love for the things of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 22, even Saul had to send for him from his father's house and said, he has found favor in my sight. Favor in the sight of God always culminates as favor in the sight of men. You want to find favor in the sight of men? Locate favor in the sight of God first. And how do you locate favor in the sight of God? By loving God. By loving the things, by being passionate about the things that concerns him. I see somebody changing their position tonight in the name of Jesus. I see someone changing their position tonight in the name of Jesus. One thing that entitles us to this order of favor is going after the interest of God's kingdom and everything that God cares about. Kingdom-oriented service. Kingdom-oriented service. In Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, it said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time to favor her is come. Why? Verse 14, it said, for thy servant taketh pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Everyone who looks after the curse of God, who looks after the affairs of God, God always looks after the affair. You cannot be running after God and be running after men. Everyone who runs after God, men ultimately always run after them. Psalm 34 verse 10, it said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You want every good thing of life? Matthew 6:33, very simple. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 22, verse 35. Luke 22, 35. He said, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and script and shoes, did you lack anything? They said, no, nothing. We didn't lack anything. We didn't lack anything. Why? Because they were busy chasing after the interests of his kingdom. What else is in love that commands supernatural breakthrough? Love stimulates joy and gladness. It stimulates joy and gladness. Joy makes our stewardship fruitful. According to Joel chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Joel 1, 11 to 12 said, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. How, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. Why? The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree and the palm tree and so on and so forth. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Where joy is lacking, everything will be dry. Where joy is absent, everything will be dry. It is joy that makes our stewardship in the kingdom acceptable. Giving our stewardship acceptably, not complaining. Doing it with joy and gladness. You are praying kingdom advancement prayer, you are doing it with joy and gladness. You are winning souls to the kingdom, you are doing it with joy and gladness. You are giving your tithes, you are giving your offering, you are giving your kingdom investment, you are doing it with joy and gladness. He said, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. He said, O let nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. He said, then shall the earth yield her increase. Then shall the earth yield her increase. You want to be fruitful in stewardship? Do it with joy. Do it in celebration. And love is a natural stimulant for joy and gladness. Every time I see my wife, I'm excited. You know why? Because I love her. Praise the Lord. There's something about it that when I see her, I'm just happy. Praise the Lord. So if you love God, if you truly love God, the same thing, if you hear about God, you should be excited. You should be excited whenever you are called upon to serve. You should do it joyfully. You should do it excitedly. Because when joy is negated from stewardship, the end result is frustration and disappointment. Because you start wondering, why is God blessing other people and then you are not being blessed. May you begin to offer acceptable stewardship from tonight. In the name of Jesus. Also, our rewards in stewardship are inaccessible without joy. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3. He said, with joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Our rewards in stewardship are inaccessible without joy. So you need excitement to excel in stewardship. You need excitement to excel in stewardship. Every true lover of God cannot be easily depressed. Every true lover of God cannot be easily depressed. If you are truly saved, then you have the joy of the Lord. The scripture calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. The truth is, you must jealously guard your heart with all diligence. Because why? Out of it proceed the issues of your life. After you have had exciting word from church, don't go and camp in the camp of depression. Where all people are talking about is politics, what is going on in the nation, how many people have died from coronavirus, the businesses are closed. And all of that is enough to depress you. After you have had exciting word from the altar of God, you should go basking in that joy. Shutting down all negative reports around you. Philippians 4 verse 8, he said, think on these things. He said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are honest, he said, think on these things. That's the only thing that can stimulate joy and gladness. But if you have had nonsense from outside the world there, if you are coming to the church, you should also be walking like that. God is delivering somebody tonight. I say God is delivering somebody tonight. In summary or conclusion tonight, it is love that empowers us with joy and gladness in stewardship. We saw a man by name Apostle Paul. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 to 12, he said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. Not for the world's sake, for Christ's sake. He said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool in glory. Yea, have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. It was his love for God that brought him from all the way from the back that took him to the front. Joy and gladness in stewardship facilitates access to our high places. Joy and gladness in stewardship facilitates access to our high places. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. Said the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. You see, whatever is strong enough to steal your joy is strong enough to alter the course of your life. Whatever is strong enough to steal your joy is strong enough to alter the course of your life. In Joel chapter 1, verse 12 that we saw earlier, joy withered and everything scattered. Joy withered and everything dries up. So a genuine heart for God makes you a high flyer on earth. A genuine heart for God, for the things of his kingdom, for the things that pertains, that makes his heart palpitate, makes you a high flyer on earth. We saw an example of Solomon. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 and 3 to 5, Solomon loved the Lord. And because he loved God, he offered 1,000 burnt offering. And by verse 31, he was being called a man that is wiser than all men. Praise the Lord. That is wiser by all. Even Jesus took note of his wisdom. You've heard of the wisdom of Solomon. He said, yeah, but greater than Solomon is here. May the Lord grant us understanding. True love always causes you to give. If you truly love, you will give like Solomon gave. If you truly love, you will be propelled to give. You give yourself in kingdom advancement. You give yourself in your service unit. You give yourself in praying kingdom advancement prayer, in going after souls. We have few more weeks to go. This prophetic season will be over. One winner, 10 souls. How many souls have you gathered? Listen, prayer investments have been made concerning your reward. Don't let it go unaccomplished. Prayer investment has been made concerning your reward. Don't let it go unaccomplished. I pray that God grant somebody understanding. Job was another man. Was a lover of God. Even in his affliction, his wife told him to curse God and die. But he said, no, all the years of my affliction will I wait until my change comes. And by Job chapter 42, his friends were going to pray and offer sacrifice. God said, no, I won't take it from you. Take it to my servant Job. Only him will speak to me and I will hear. And the Bible said, and Job prayed for his friend. God turned his captivity around when he prayed for his friend. I see someone's captivity being turned. In closing, Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. He said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So let's begin to express our love for God in the remaining few days that we have left. Let's go all out. If you cannot be on the go, be on your knees. Be engaging. Don't become weary. Don't become tired. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 7 said, many waters cannot quench love. If you are truly indeed locked down, will not stop you to be on the lookout for the souls of men. If you are truly in love for God, locked down will not stop you to be on the lookout for the souls of men. I pray tonight that it is your turn for a reward. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's be on our feet tonight. Let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's give him thanks. Let's celebrate him for the word that we have heard, Father, we give you thanks tonight. We celebrate you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. We celebrate your faithfulness. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' most mighty name, we have prayed. Perhaps you are listening to me tonight, you are watching online, and you are not yet saved. This message may not mean anything to you except without salvation. So if you can grant me an opportunity tonight, I'll say a simple prayer with you and you'll be saved. And every blessing that is declared by God's servant tonight will also answer in your life. Say with me tonight, if you are in that category, say, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you for saving me. I declare you as my Lord and my Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you are saved and I congratulate you as we put an end to that.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.